Welcome to a special breaking news edition of WikiNews World Report. I am Nicholas Gerda, joined by co-anchor Jake Novak. This afternoon, four explosions disrupted the London Underground. We are joined live by Mark Knoop, who was on the Underground and experienced the effects of the explosions. Mark, can you please explain what happened in London today?
Well, shortly before 1 p.m. Local time, there were four or three explosions on the London Tube system, followed shortly afterwards by a small explosion on one London bus. It seems that the first explosion occurred, at near Oval Tube Station on the Northern Line. I'm not sure whether it was northbound or southbound travelling train. And it seems, or reports from witnesses seem to suggest that a package was exploded or detonated on the train by the person holding the rucksack. And it also appears that the explosion did not go fully as planned, and it was only quite a small explosion, and there were no injuries. The train at that point was only just outside the station, and continued onto the platform where the whole station was very quickly evacuated. First-hand reports there have been quoted saying that a suspect was seen running up the escalators and out of the station, and was unable to be caught by either any passers-by or police. Shortly after that, there were similar explosions at Shepherd's Bush and Warren Street, which are on two different tube lines. And after that, a bus in Hackney, which is in northeast London, experienced an explosion of a package which was left up at the back seat of the upper deck of the bus. There were also no injuries there, although the windows of the bus were blown out. At the time of the explosions, I was on a southbound travelling tube train on the Northern Line just outside of London Bridge. When we got to London Bridge, the train stopped and there was an announcement that there was a disruption to the service. It was quickly obvious that I wasn't going to get to my destination. So I quickly came home and found out what was going on. So at that point, I've basically been tuned into the media and getting reports from various other friends and colleagues around London.
Now, it says here that one person has been injured. Is there any more information on that?
Current thinking is that the injury was actually one of the perpetrators of the of one of the attempted explosions, and there have been suggestions that that injured person actually went to University College Hospital, which is near Warren Street tube station. It's thought that that is the injury, although there have also been other reports that the injured person is just a civilian. So that's unclear at this stage who the injury is, but there have been definite reports that there's been no casualties.
Now, is there any word on how much of the London Underground has been affected by this?
Well, the transport has got back slightly better than original. Originally, when the first news of the explosions came through, there was talk that the entire system would be shut down as it was on the 7th of July. That was quickly that status passed fairly quickly, and I don't think that actually happened. But just looking at the latest situation, quite a bit of the system is either shut down or disrupted to quite a degree. Of course, the Underground is still recovering from the attacks on the 7th of July, and a number of lines were not working due to those attacks. So a few things are still disrupted in a fairly major way.
So from the July 7th attack, parts of the underground are still affected by that?
That's right, yeah. On the Piccadilly line, near the Russell Square incident, section of that line was still not working, and all of the Circle line has not been working for the past 2 weeks. So that's.
And as a comparison, what scale were these attacks compared to July 7th attacks?
Well, it seems to be on a much smaller scale. Whether that's due to any kind of planning by the instigators of the attacks, or whether it's just because these particular attacks today did not go as well have not caused as much disruption as they were hoped to. So it's unclear at this stage whether they were planned to be smaller, just disruptive attacks without any, without major injuries as we had last 2 weeks ago, or whether it's just something that didn't work.
All right. You were mentioning earlier when you were when you got off the train and you caught a bus. Was there a sense of
let me put it this way. The London's transport system is notoriously complex and notoriously prone to disruption. So, initially, any disruption to particularly the tube system is seen as more normal than problematic. But you quickly understand that particularly in the past couple of weeks, if it appears that there's some kind of major incident and that large sections of the underground are shut down, then a sense of foreboding does come across. There was a sense that amongst a lot of passengers that there was a kind of feeling of oh no, not again. But it seemed that news travelled fairly quickly that there hadn't been any major casualties, and it was really something that was a hassle more than any serious terrorist incident.
Right. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Now, is it my understanding that the transportation systems, that the trains and the buses, were also running for a short while after the attacks, and that you were able to get back to your homes and everything using those transportation methods?
I was actually quite surprised that there wasn't an immediate decision to shut down everything as happened 2 weeks ago. Particularly with the buses, because on the 7th of July, the bus attack occurred, nearly an hour after the tube attacks, and I would have thought that that they would have been worried about that that delayed attack happening again. But there didn't seem to be any worries in that area, or perhaps it was just something that didn't get thought about. I'm unsure as actually what happened there.
Okay, I've also got a thing right here that says the communications, specifically cell phones, were offline for a while after the attacks. Can you confirm or deny that?
Well, certainly on the 7th, there were. I personally had a lot of difficulty using mobile phones and getting through to anybody. There was less of a problem today. I did send a few text messages and there were no problems, but there were certainly reports by some people that the traffic was high and there was some difficulty using the service. One operator, O2, is the service for the emergency services, and they have a duty to clear certain parts of their spectrum for emergency services in particular times. So there could well be that it was just a lessening of service availability rather than a shutting down of the system.
Now, after you got off the train, did you meet anyone who was actually in one of the trains or actually was near one of the trains that was attacked at the time?
No. I have heard reports that that every available witness to any of the four incidents was held for quite some time by police. Taking statements, taking quite detailed statements, and probably because there was less of a problem dealing with people's injuries, it was much more possible to get fairly detailed witness statements of the actual events, not having to rush people off to hospital and deal with seriously injured people would have assisted that significantly.
Now, did it seem to you that the police in London were actually on more alert, or were things trying to go back to normal and this sort of thing wasn't really expected before it happened?
I think there's been a feeling over the past couple of weeks that we should expect something something of some nature fairly soon. So in that sense, it wasn't a real surprise that it happened again today. I suppose the real surprise today was that that it actually turned out to be such a minor event, really, in terms of disruption and in terms of casualties.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, for being with us. And that concludes this week's Wiki News World Report. Join us next week.